are back again
on that Farm Talk. A lot of people are still commiserating about the bad football game last night, but we'll leave it right there. Carter Vanderwall from Stone X is feeling my pain. He is a Vikings fan, but you're from Plymouth. You got to deal with this stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah, every day.
All right. Hey, we are going to talk a little financial information. Stone X, obviously, you've heard that name before, and you are part of the Stone X Financial Division, the FMC or FCM Division, Risk Management Associate. Carter, just first of all, give us kind of just a real quick lay of the land. You're just a marketing specialist. You work with growers, farmers, investors every day?
Yep, every day. I'm mainly on the phone with commercial elevators, producers. That is the main individuals that I work with. You know, I help them manage risk and capture opportunities in the markets every day.
Okay, so. Well, let's talk about these times and what's affecting the market. It is crazy. You know, I think in normal times there might be one to two things you might watch for every day or maybe once a week. We've got like 10 between the war and just weather and, right. and just so many different things to worry about. But let's start with weather because that seems to be, especially in the last 4 or 5 days, had an impact, especially the South American and Brazil weather.
Yep, absolutely.
So what kind of things are you watching for when and why does it affect the market as badly as it does?
Right, right. So, you know, we're going through a transition right now. So you can kind of dub, you know, the beginning of March to about before Thanksgiving. The main concentration is the U.S. growing, you know, from planting to, you know, the summer growing season to harvest. You know, now, you know, that crop's in the bend. It's, you know, it's not changing. It's not going up and down in terms of supply. So, you know, now our view quickly shifts over to South American weather. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as it sits right now, it's very dry in the northern parts of the growing area in Brazil and then wet in the south. So, but a majority of the growing area is in the northern part of Brazil. So, okay. Yeah, so you know, that's what the big thing we watch or what a lot of marketing and traders watch is the forecast, right? Because we know what's happening today. It's more of what's changing with that forecast. Is it getting wetter or is it getting drier? So,
and that's the million-dollar question. It seems like we go for a few days on one side and the markets kind of sink a little bit because it's good news. Mm-hmm. And then we have 100-degree heat and no rain. And then
right.
It goes the exact opposite direction. So what is the feeling on the crop? Are they going to have – is it too early to tell? In fact, I think they're still planting in some areas, right?
Right? Yep.
So it's too early.
So they're on the back end of their planting right now.
Okay.
So what's going on right now is, you know, like I said, dry in the north, wet in the south. So there has been some replant issues. So some of those acres are getting replanted. So they are a little bit behind schedule compared to normal when it comes to planting. You know, the perception is right now with these rains not coming or not coming as consistent as they normally or as the Brazilian farmer would like, the perception is that that's hurting the crop, right?
Gotcha.
So, you know, if we look down to Brazil in their time of year, it's like it was June here in the U.S. So, and as we know here in the U.S., a crop is not made in June, or especially
right.
a soybean crop. It's made when we get those timely rains in August. So, right now, like I said, the perception is that they are, you know, hurting that crop down there with the lack of rains versus, but in reality, the crop is going to be just fine, likely, right? If they, you know, can just, if rains start to turn on, those type of things, and we get those late rains late in the year. So, and another thing is they've added 1.5 million hectares year over year to their soybean crop. So
okay.
Regardless, they're going to, unless we see a crop failure, which isn't likely, they will produce at or if not more, likely more, than they produced last year.
Okay. So. Again, we're visiting with Carter Vanderwall. He is with Stone X, marketing advisor. And let's talk cattle. I don't follow it as probably closely as I should have, but I know one thing, that feeder cattle took it in the chin yesterday, and I think they took it in the chin the day before that. Mm-hmm. You said there was a bit of a rebound, but what should we think of the cattle markets right now? Because it's really been topsy-turvy, especially in
right.
a few areas.
Yeah, no, yeah, the first word that comes to mind for the American cattle producer is ouch, right?
Yeah.
You know, we get up to these historically high levels. You know, we're almost trading $2 fats, you know, and, you know, 265, 270 feeder cattle, it's like, oh my goodness, this is just unbelievable prices. And what happens often in those times is we fall in that trap, well, it's good now, it's going to be good forever, right? So, but since we, you know, in the last month and a half or so, we've come back down to earth. With that being said, you look at the futures board for live cattle compared to a year ago, we're still trading record highs. So, you know, the old record high was at 171. You know, we're still trading above that here today.
Okay.
So I think we're going through a process right now of discovering what the price of these cattle are truly worth. You know, we had three things going for us here in this recent, you know, call it six-month rally. You know, we had the fundamental side where we are short on the U.S. herd. We had the momentum of the outside money, and then we had the injection of that outside money that kind of ramped this thing as high as it was. You know, now we've pulled back, and now we're in a spot where we're trying to really figure out what these cattle are worth. So,
okay.
Heading forward here for the next 6 months, in my mind, we're going to be somewhere between where we are now and where we were at the end of this when we fell down.
Okay. So. All right. And one last topic to talk about. We got a few minutes left here, but I did want to talk about corn, and it's not so good. I mean, soybeans actually have had a pretty good run as of late. It's not been perfect every day, but I would say soybeans have been up to the top, and then maybe corn, then wheat. You know, corn and wheat, that we need the prices up. But
right.
It's tough to do when Russia's out there selling cheap wheat, you know, and driving the market down. But corn, what should we think about this? Are we at a bottom finally? Can we see the light at the end of the tunnel here?
Right. Well, that's the hope.
Yeah.
You know, from the farmer's perspective, right? You know, it has come a long ways down from where we were. You know, we had a few little bounces in the market this summer. You know, we got north of six here in June. We got, you know, back north of 550. I think we maybe got to 575 there in July. You know, we're obviously not there anymore. You know,
right.
We closed the board here today at 451.5 on the December board. I mean, you look at that number and it's like, well, what happened? You know, where did it all go?
Right.
You know, But we look 2-3 years ago, 2020, when we bottomed out the corn market at 340, 350. You know, we're in new conditions right now when it comes to the market. So what we're trying to do right now is find that new bottom. You know, is that new bottom, you know, 450, 425? I think we'll find out here before the end of the year.
I'm trying to figure out if we should go back out and just start planting again because my computer is saying it's 58 degrees outside. I don't think it's 58 degrees in Fargo, but we've just had such a weird fall. And, you know, it's hard. How much impact has that had on the markets? Just this weird weather, the 100-degree first 2 weeks of June like we had. Then we had the drought right after that. It's not 50s, by the way. It's 35. My computer's a liar. Anyway, but how much is our weather? I mean, it has to be a huge part now of what's going on with the commodities.
Right. Yeah. If we go back, it definitely had an effect. You know, it's funny how these things change, you know, because if we get rain in the summer, it's obviously, you know, a bearish signal because we're improving the crop here in the U.S. versus if we get rain in the fall, it's slowing down harvest. So it's a bullish signal.
Right.
You know, now that we're past that, it's going to have, you know, minimal effect heading forward here. Like I said, we've transitioned to focusing on Brazilian weather. You know, it had minor effects, you know, soybeans more than anything. You know, we look at that, you know, when the cooker turned on here at the beginning of at the end of August, you know, we had those timely rains at the beginning of August, and then we turned on the heat. So we essentially, you know, about a net wash when
right.
it comes to soybeans. But with soybeans, it's just so hard to tell until you get the combine out there. You know, it's just, you know, with corn, obviously, it's just a little bit easier to get a guesstimation on where those yields are going to be versus soybeans. So.
Okay. Very good. Visiting with Carter Vanderwall, as mentioned, with StoneX. StoneX Financial, you're based out of the Twin Cities, but StoneX is like everywhere, right?
Correct.
I mean,
yep.
Do you work with folks up in our region here in the northern end of the valley or a little bit south of us? Or
yeah, so I'm mainly in South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota. I get a little bit into North Dakota, but
okay.
Minnesota, North and South Dakota are my main main areas, and I do get a little bit into the Red River Valley.
So. Well, that's a good thing. We got about three stations in our network right now that would be right up your alley. So for folks, if they're looking for somebody to help them with their marketing needs, how do folks get a hold of you?
So the easiest way to get a hold of me is my desk phone will be 952-852-2906. One more time, 952-852-2906. And then my email is my first name, Carter with the C, dot Vanderwall at StoneX.com.
Very good. Carter, thank you so much for popping on. I appreciate it. You're like the lone guy at your booth, so you got to run back.
I better get going.
All right, sounds good.